It's a Tuesday afternoon, time for our weekly update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer 90.1. And joining us by phone from Carlstad, Minnesota, yeah, sure you betcha, it's Elwyn Rood. Hi, Elwyn, how are you on this Tuesday?
Hi, I'm great.
How are things in Carlstad? Any snow up there?
We've got a little bit, but not as much as usual.
Yeah. That's going to change this coming weekend, apparently, too, with the high temperature Sunday of one below.
Yeah, that's a little chilly, but, you know, it's really a heat wave for us most of us this time of year.
Yep, exactly right, in January, you betcha. All right, let's talk about you, Elwyn. Where did you grow up? Where were you raised?
I was born and raised in Roseau, Minnesota. I went through my elementary school years, my high school years, and graduated from Roseau High School and went on to earn a teaching degree, an elementary teaching degree, via the University of Winnipeg and Bemidji State University.
Okay, you went north to Winnipeg. That's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Married a Canadian.
Okay. Oh, you married a Canadian. Oh, that's
yes.
That explains a lot, yeah. And I'm assuming, too, since you were in Roseau those years, you were a hockey fan.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I was a rink rat. Lived at the rink in the winter.
Now, I hate to ask your age. I won't ask your age, but do you go back to the days of Neil Broughton?
Neil Broughton was a little kid when I was a grown-up.
Okay. We'll leave it right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned your education background in teaching, and you were a teacher for many years. How many years did you teach, Elwyn?
I taught 36 years, 35 of those at Roseau, and 1 year in Black Duck.
Your alma mater, Roseau. What did you enjoy about teaching? What attracts you to that element of life?
I love kids, and there's nothing more magical than seeing the light bulb come on when a kid gets something, and now I work a little bit in the schools, and they, you know, just seeing them be happy and learning and engaging, and also their interaction with each other,
mm-hmm.
and just watching them grow.
Now, when you were teaching, what did you teach?
I taught third graders.
Okay, so you had a variety of different subjects as you were teaching?
Yes,
okay.
So all subjects, everything, reading, math, and one thing that my kids had every day was art.
Okay, very good. And that leads to my next question, your interest in art. When you were growing up in Roseau, did you have a strong interest in art and creating works of art?
Yeah, we had a wonderful art program at Roseau High School. It was, you know, headed up by Sandy Flagstead, who was an art teacher and an inspiration. And she really made me love that world of art. And then I wanted to be an art teacher and ended up in the elementary field, but always kept art as a strong part of my curriculum.
What did you like about art? What attracted you?
I just love the being able to create something and to make something that no one else has.
Mm-hmm.
But then also in my career at Roseau School, I was their grant writer, and as I continue to be their grant writer and their artist-in-residence coordinator. So I've brought artists into Roseau School for over 20 years.
Now, Maura Regalado from the Arts Council mentioned in a note to me, too, that you're the Northwest Area Arts Coordinator for Compass. What is Compass?
Compass is an arts organization. They are based out of the St. Paul area. And what we do at Compass is we provide artists to go out into the schools, but also into places that are like artful age. We do artful aging, which brings artists into nursing homes and older living facilities.
Mm.
But the main focus that Compass has been used for up in our area is to bring artists into the schools.
Okay. So this is basically outreach, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how important is that? If that wasn't available, would these people have a chance to participate in some kind of artwork?
I think for our students up here in northern Minnesota, it's vital. We need to bring artists into them so that they can use their creativity, because it helps across all areas of their learning, and also that it helps them to see that you can have art as a career. Art can be your career. Whether it be writing, whether it be the visual arts or performing, students can have a career in the arts.
Now, obviously, you're a strong advocate for the arts, and if you would, Elwyn, tell me why the arts are so important in a well-rounded education.
It helps students think and to think differently. It opens their mind to creativity, and you can have art in every aspect of the curriculum. You know, reading can be crossed with art.
Mm-hmm.
Math can be crossed with art. It's all across the curriculum. And so it just helps our students to be creative thinkers.
Now, to keep busy, other than what you're doing now, you also joined the board of directors for the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. What prompted you to do that?
You know, I've worked with the Arts Council for years. I've written grants and worked with Mara Hanel for nearly 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a way for me to give back, I hope, in a way, hopefully, that my arts knowledge can help with bringing arts to the area.
You mentioned Mara and the Arts Council, and you mentioned Compass. Now, I would assume that the Arts Council fills a similar role as Compass does, but on a broader basis.
They do. They do. The Arts Council really helps all areas of art. We help, at the Arts Council, we help artists to produce their work. We help schools to bring artists into their schools with our Artists in the Schools grant programs. We have legacy grants, which can be used also in the schools, but for projects. We have grants that can help bring theater productions into our community and also help with producing theater in our communities. We just have lots and lots of granting opportunities and also support to help artists and art programs.
And for those who don't know, how is the Arts Council funded through the state of Minnesota?
We're funded through the Minnesota State Legislature. The legacy funds that were voted on by a vote of the people have really helped to bring dollars into our arts community.
And without that, really, because we're so outstate, and I really don't like that term, outstate, but a lot of folks in the Twin Cities area have no idea where we are up here, which is unfortunate, but with that kind of funding and support financially, it really makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
It makes a massive difference, absolutely, because it just means that we can service that many more people
mm-hmm.
in art.
Okay, very good. And now you're a board member. You're one of how many on the board? Do you recall? There's seven.
I'm trying to answer that.
Yeah, there's seven counties now involved in the Arts Council Board of Directors. Are you the lone Roseau County board member?
I am actually a Kitson County board member.
Well, you're a Kitson County board member.
Yeah, because I live in Carlstead, so I'm Kitson County. Charles Erickson is the Roseau County board member.
Okay, so you crossed that county line then. You're in Kitson County.
Yes. Okay. Yes, because I live in Kitson County.
Okay,
and,
very good.
Actually, there are two members from there's also another member from Waro, so there's more than one from that county.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you're in Kitson County in Carlstead. Yeah. All right. And as a wrap-up here, the time is flying by. If you would, Elwin, make an appeal to our listeners as to why art is so important in general and why the Arts Council serves the people so well in Northwest Minnesota.
Well, the Arts Council certainly makes art possible for our students, our older people, our artists, and it gives them a sense of purpose, a creativity for some, an occupation. And so any time that you see something affiliated with the arts, whether it be a show, a production, please come in, support our students, and support our communities.
And again, to contact the Arts Council, very simple. They have a phone number in Warren. That's their headquarters. Again, Mara Hanel is the director. Their number there in Warren is area code 218-745-9111, 745-9111. And they have a fantastic website maintained by Mo Regalado, one of the staff members of the Arts Council. And the address for that is northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. And they archive our interviews on that site as well, so you can listen to our conversation online at northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Our guest again, Elwin Root of Carlstead, Minnesota, a board member of the Arts Council. Thank you so much, and enjoy our cooler weather coming up, okay? Take care, Elwin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Elwin Root from Carlstead on Pioneer 90.1.